Library of Congress Annotation. As Christmas vacation begins, Holden Caulfield recounts his feelings and reactions to flunking out of Pensy, his third prep school. Instead of heading straight home, he wanders around New York City. This account of his adventures conveys his dismay at the adult world. Strong language. For senior high and older readers. 1945. From the book jacket. Anyone who has read J.D. Salinger's New Yorker stories, particularly A Perfect Day for Banana Fish, Uncle Wiggily in Connecticut, The Laughing Man, and for Esme with Love and Squalor, will not be surprised by the fact that his first novel is full of children. The hero narrator of The Catcher in the Rye is an ancient child of 16, a native New Yorker named Holden Caulfield. Through circumstances that tend to preclude adult, second-hand description, he leaves his prep school in Pennsylvania and goes underground in New York City for 3 days. The boy himself is at once too simple and too complex for us to make any final comment about him or his story. Perhaps the safest thing we can say about Holden is that he was born in the world not just strongly attracted to beauty, but almost hopelessly impaled on it. There are many voices in this novel, children's voices, adult voices, underground voices, but Holden's voice is the most eloquent of all. Transcending his own vernacular, yet remaining marvelously faithful to it, he issues a perfectly articulated cry of mixed pain and pleasure. However, like most lovers and clowns and poets of the higher orders, he keeps most of the pain to and for himself. The pleasure he gives away, or sets aside, with all his heart. It is there for the reader who can handle it to keep. About the author. J.D. Salinger was born in New York City in 1919 and attended Manhattan Public Schools, a military academy in Pennsylvania, and 3 colleges, no degrees. A happy tourist's year in Europe, he writes, when I was 18 and 19. In the Army from 42 to 46, most of the time with the 4th Division. I've been writing since I was 15 or so. My short stories have appeared in a number of magazines over the last 10 years, mostly, and most happily, in The New Yorker. I worked on The Catcher in the Rye on and off for 10 years. Other books by J.D. Salinger. 9 Stories, Franny and Zooey, Raise High the Roof Beam, Carpenters, and Seymour, An Introduction.